The first question we're going to discuss is how has the study of history shaped our perceptions of our own national identity? Shumi?
Well, it's left me feeling that I have an open opinion to it, whether I feel as though I am British or Irish, Scottish, whatever. It's just a big comparison to how it was in the early, 19th century, how people were forced to have a certain opinion. Being British was the only opinion that you could have.
So you think things are much more confusing nowadays?
Yeah, you're left to think for yourself a lot more and kind of make your own mind up about things rather than having a set opinion which you're taught to believe.
And how would you describe your own national identity, Shumi?
Because both my parents are from Bangladesh, I would consider myself a British Bangladeshi, as I feel that I would be forgetting my heritage from Bangladesh if I was just to say I was British.
Tamara, how would you say that your study of history has shaped your perception of national identity?
Well, I think the way we're taught history as focusing very much on Britain as opposed to Europe as a whole makes you, as a student in Britain, think of your identity more of British than European. But during the course that we've just done, I think we've realised how many similarities there actually are between different countries in Europe. And so I think that's changed my national identity a bit, considering that you're actually quite similar to the rest of Europe, so my identity has probably changed during this course.
Rika, as a German student, how has your study of history shaped your perception of your identity?
Yes, it was very interesting because before I started this project, I never thought about my national identity. I just said, well, I'm a German, and that was that. I never thought about this. And after that, after we've put the focus on very much different views of the Germans from Tacitus or anything else, I thought about national identities and I thought about what is real and what can be real. And so I concluded about that I don't have a national identity. I don't fit to any nation. I fit to maybe the world, maybe to my friends or something like this, but I see national identities a little bit more critical. If I say I'm German, I think about it, and I think about German history. I think about who can say that he's a German and think like this. I start thinking about things when I say them.
Ava, can you tell me how has your perceptions of your national identity changed as a result of your study of history?
Yes, we looked on different times in our timeline from Germany, and yes, we thought about the Teutons and a lot of other parts of the history, also the Second World War. And I have to say, I never thought about it like this, like we did in this time here and at home also. And I have to say that I can say that I'm German, but I really don't know what it is like to be German. I think I have a national identity and I found it now, but I think it's very hard to describe it, how it is like. And I think there are very dark parts in our history and we have to remember them, but I think we shouldn't shame about it because, yes, that wasn't we who did that. It was just the Germans from another time, I think. And yes, I can say I'm happy to be German, but I can't say to be proud on being German because I can't be proud on something I don't do. So I can say I'm happy about it.
Can I ask you another question?
Yeah, of course.
Would your parents have a different view, a different national identity than you?
Yes, I think because there was a DDR, and I think they think about everything a bit different. Yeah, because they wasn't so happy when they were younger, they told me often, and now they are happy about the times in which we will live, but yes, I think that wasn't every time so happy like it is now.
Okay, thank you. And finally, Zoran, would you tell us how your perceptions of your national identity have changed as a result of your studies?
Before, I never thought about my national identity, and yes, I think I'm a German, and that's all. But after the study, I think I'm a bit more national. I'm not only living near Berlin. Yes, I live in Germany, and now I know nearly the complete timeline of our history, and I think a bit critical about it because we have done a lot of good things and technical things and music, but we have also our dark sides, and yes, I have to think about it. Is it really so good to be a German? And can I go to the street and say, yeah, I'm a German? Or have I to go the street along and say nothing?
How would you describe yourself? Would you describe yourself as a German or a European?
Yes, at the moment I think I'm a German and not only a person living near Berlin.
Okay, thank you.